you know that the unemployment rate in Nigeria is rising geometrically as the population increases? Unconfirmed statistics hazard that thousands of graduates pass through the mandatory National Youth Service Scheme every year without the hope of getting a job after the exercise. Welcome to Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode.
Welcome. My name is Segun Akiode and I'm the host of the podcast Career and Employability Talk. For first-time listeners, I like to describe myself as a born teacher, a chemical engineer turned career and employability coach. And recently, I authored a book titled Corporate Misfit, Immutable Career Lessons for Fresh Graduates. And a very interesting career journey. I read chemical engineering in a Nigerian university, but currently I'm in the human rig of human resources doing career and employability coaching. On the other side of it is that I consult for small and medium enterprises in Nigeria in the area of talent acquisition and human capacity development. This podcast is about sharing my HR-related experience with you, covering talent acquisition, HR consulting, and HR generalist. The main theme of this podcast is that without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. Now, by listening to this podcast, you would be able to draw very critical career lessons and principles which would make you make better career decisions. Some of the things I'm going to be sharing on this podcast are not head knowledge. They are things I've learned in the trenches in the point of relating with job seekers on one side and employers on the other side. Don't forget, I help organizations to solve their talent issues. So these are some of the things that I experience on a constant basis. Two target audience this podcast is meant for: one, fresh graduate, those just about to enter into the job market. So the employability part of the podcast, some of the things we'll be sharing, either interviews, expert interviews, or sharing principles will be applicable. And also young professionals, experienced hires will really benefit a great deal from this podcast. So two great target audience, fresh graduate and even experienced hires, young professionals will really benefit greatly from this podcast. In few minutes, you're going to be listening to today's episode of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you very much. See you in a few minutes. Cheers. Welcome back. On today's episode of the podcast, I'll be sharing on how to make wise career decisions. How to make wise career decisions. Many individuals often do not realize that their career decisions are sometimes taken unconsciously. And this is such a trend which we usually discover during a career coaching session. Now, when the subject of career decisions or choices comes to mind, there's one fundamental fact that we must all accept, and that fact is this: a choice is often nothing more than a best guess, a hopeful step in a new direction. So when you make a choice, it's with the belief that you're making a best guess, or at best, you're trying to make an hopeful step in a new direction. And most of the time when a choice is made, you can only be sure of the right path when you have enough information of both the risk and the benefit of the choice you are making. Now, when we put this side by side to a career decision or a career choice, the more information you have, the better you are prepared for the risk and the benefit. When I need to help people or helping people to make wise career decisions, I find the concept of career anchors very instructive and directional. You know, when I discovered the concept of career anchors, I had a light bulb experience. I suddenly realized that is the key to how people make decisions unconsciously concerning their careers. It's not really a new concept. It's something which many individuals may not really be aware of. Now, career anchors became renowned by the original research of an MIT professor emeritus, Edgar H. Schein, in the middle 1970s. Schein described career anchors as a self-concept formed by individuals which often affect their career preferences or choices. He found out that an understanding of career anchors would illuminate how people make career choices. Basically, career anchors are perceived areas of competence, motives, and values related to work choices or aspirations. Once you know your career anchor, it would help you get a good sense of who you are and what you are after in your career and life, and it aims to represent your real self. So basically, we're saying, if you are able to understand your career anchor, you begin to have an understanding of your motives, your values when it relates to your work choices and areas, and to a large extent, it helps you to understand why you take some certain career decisions. Now, career anchors often evolve as one gain occupational and life experience. However, once this self-concept has been formed, it functions as a stabilizing force, hence the metaphor of anchor. So once your career anchor is formed, it tends to be what tends to change your decisions, what tends to form why you take some certain decisions. So if you are wondering why some certain decisions are reoccurring in your career journey, then you need to have an understanding of your career anchors, because it tends to change your values and it tends to change your motive at relating to your career choice. Now, most of us are not aware of our career anchors only until we are forced to make certain career decisions that pertain to self-development, our family, and life in general. Yet, it is important to become aware of our career anchors so that we can choose wisely when choices are put before us, or when we find ourselves in situations when we need to make choices. In the world of Shine, that original research which he released in the 1970s, it identified that most people's self-concept revolve around five anchor categories reflecting the basic values, motives, and needs. Now, a follow-up study was done in the 1980s and identified three additional anchors categories, making eight career anchors categories in all. So very briefly on today's episode of the podcast, where I'm going to be giving you a summarized explanation which you could use as a preliminary career anchor self-assessment right away. So we're going to be looking at the eight different career anchors based on the research in the 1970s and that of the 1980s, which added three to the five that Shine originally identified in his research. So let's go ahead. Number one, autonomy and independence. Individuals that has autonomy and independence as their own career anchor often desire work situations that provide maximum freedom to independently pursue career interests, their need, and they want to control their work. Now, these are individuals that can't tolerate other people's rules or procedures, and they are individuals that are interested in maximum freedom. And most of such individuals are often tilted towards independent consulting and contract-related work that give them the freedom and the desired control they need over their work. The first career anchor is autonomy and independence. Number two, the second career anchor, security/stability. Now, such individuals that have security and stability as their own career anchor are often consigned with the long-run stability and security that the job opportunity or the employment gives them. They are motivated by calmness and consistency of work. Such individuals does not like to take chances. They are not risk takers. And often you will see such individual in stable organization that best fit their career anchor. These are kind of individuals that you often see that remain in the public service of the government, so you could be sure that there's a level of career stability. These are such individuals that you see them, they tell you they've had 20 years of experience with a single employer. They've had 25, 30 long-term stay with a single employer. They cannot take risks, so they don't tend to change jobs often. They are motivated by security and stability. 3. Technical functional competence. Career anchor 3, technical functional competence. Now, individuals that are motivated or as the career anchor of technical functional competence, they are individuals that are intrinsically motivated by the work itself. They are motivated by the technical aspect of the work, and the desire for more enhanced technical competence and credibility. In other words, it is the actual work they are concerned with, not the organization as a whole or the overall mission of the organization. They are such individuals that we call specialists. So they are not generalists. They are not interested in the organization. They are interested in being the best in the technical field they are. They find themselves. Why? They are motivated by the career competence, career anchor of technical functional competence. Number four, general managerial competence. Now, individuals that have this career anchor, they view specialization as limiting. You know, earlier in point career anchor three, we look at technical functional competence. This is the reverse. These guys or this category of individuals view specialization as limiting. Primarily, they want to manage or supervise other people. Now, they enjoy motivating, training, and direct the work of others. They enjoy authority and responsibility. They are motivated by the opportunity to develop and use interpersonal skills as a management of other people. They are individuals that often go for general managerial levels or general managerial jobs. They will call them generalists. They know everything about something such that they can manage other people. Career anchor number five, entrepreneurial creativity. Individuals that have this career anchor like the challenge of starting new projects or businesses. They have lots of interest and energy and often have multiple projects going on at the same time. Now, what makes this career anchor different from autonomy and independence is that the emphasis for entrepreneurial creativity career anchor is such individuals have interest and emphasis on creating new businesses or new projects. So they're the kind of individuals that they tend to create businesses on the spur of the moment. In addition to being independent, is that they create new businesses. Career anchor number six. Service or dedication to a cause. Now, such individuals with the career anchor of service or dedication to a cause are motivated by core values rather than the work itself. They have a strong desire to make the world a better place. They are committed to the service of others, and such individuals often find themselves doing NGOs and social work related stuff. They find that very interesting because they are motivated by a better cause. They are motivated to make the world a better place. That's the career anchor, service or dedication to a cause. Career anchor number seven, pure challenge. Now, individuals that are motivated by their career anchor, pure challenge, are often motivated by the desire to overcome the odds. A need to solve and unsolved problems. They need to win over competitors. They need to conquer and to solve an unsolved problem. They need to always constantly test themselves. Such individuals are the individuals we find in innovation and research. They are always motivated by the challenge. Tell them at a problem that have never been solved, they are motivated to find it done. Why? Because their career anchor is pure challenge. They are the innovators, they are the researchers that tend to break new frontiers. And career anchor number eight, lifestyle. Individuals that have career lifestyle as their career anchor wants to integrate their personal, family, and career needs together. So they're such individuals that have a high need to balance work and the rest of their life. Now, they enjoy work, but realizes that work is just one of many parts in itself. It's not really their life. And they want to integrate all of these areas of their lives together. Now, we're done with the eight career anchors, and I want to ask you, just looking at this preliminary assessment, what category do you fall under? I would advise you to go over each of these eight career anchors all over again and be able to have a preliminary understanding
of your own career anchor, because it helps you to decide and it helps you to have an understanding information on how you take career and how you take career choices and make career decisions. Now, the whole essence of this podcast today is to awaken your awareness of this concept of career anchor, and for you to be better informed in understanding how you make career choices even now and later in your career. Now, there is actually a detailed assessment of how you can know your career anchor. This is just a preliminary one. If you know you need one, you need to go through that detailed career anchor test or assessment, feel free to drop a comment in the show notes of this podcast. Go over to shegwakeode.com/episode37 to do that, and I'll be willing, just drop a comment, drop your email in the show notes, and I would send you a copy of that career anchor assessment document, and we can have conversations after then. I want to believe that this episode of the podcast has been useful and beneficial to you, so don't forget to share this podcast episode with a friend, or as best, you could also share it on social media, even with your other network, and make sure that you're always evolving your career. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the podcast. This is your host, Shegun Akiode, shining out for today. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Career and Employability Talk with Shegun Akiode. To know more about Shegun Akiode, follow his Twitter handle at Shegun Akiode, at SEGUNAKIODE, or visit his website www.shegunakiode.com. See you next time.